This is WFAE's Morning Edition. I'm Lisa Wharf. The long-awaited State Board of Elections public evidentiary hearing into the 9th Congressional District race will begin Monday morning in Raleigh. Joining me to talk about the hearing and what's likely to happen is WFAE's political reporter Steve Harrison. So, Steve, it's finally here, the 9th District hearing. What can we expect?
It is here. It's been a long 3 months since the State Board of Elections refused to certify Mark Harris as the winner over Dan McCready. And so on Monday morning, we're going to hear first from the Board of Elections investigators about what they found during their investigation into possible absentee mail fraud in the 9th District. That's the first part of the hearing. The state will call their own witnesses, and then both the Harris and McCready campaigns can cross-examine them. After that, we'll hear from the Harris and McCready campaigns themselves. They have their own witness list, and all this is going to take at least 2 days and maybe three. And remember, this is about absentee mail ballots in Bladen County and Robeson County. The big questions are, were these ballots illegally harvested? And then on top of that, were there ballots that were thrown away or destroyed?
Do we know who each campaign is going to call?
So we do know. The Harris campaign has submitted 25 names to the state board. That includes the candidate himself, Mark Harris, as well as McCray Dallas. Dallas is the political operative at the heart of this investigation. And there are also people on the list who work for Dallas and some Bladen County politicians like Ray Britt. He's a county commissioner. And the Harris campaign has also called McCready as a witness.
And Harris's lawyers want to question McCready. Do we know why?
Yeah. One of Harris's attorneys, David Friedman, said that McCready has made some pretty harsh statements about his client, and he wants to ask him how he can back that up.
He's been very specific about saying Mark Harris should be in jail. And if he's going to be making comments like that, I'm interested to know what information he has to base that on.
And Friedman's referring to an interview McCready gave with WBTV where he said that Harris knew what was going on and if he did, should be in jail. Or if he didn't, that he turned a blind eye to fraud. McCready's side has an even longer list of witnesses. They've submitted 56 names, including two of the state's top Republicans, Dallas Woodhouse and Robin Hayes. Woodhouse is the executive director of the state GOP, and Hayes is the chairman. And the first name on their list is also Harris, and the second is Dallas. And they also have a lot of Bladen County voters and Dallas employees. Both sides also have Andy Yates on their witness list. He is with the Red Dome Group. That's the political consulting firm that kind of officially hired Dallas. And Yates hasn't given any media interviews since this whole story broke. You know, with so many names, this is not going to be a short hearing. This is going to be 2 or 3 days. Everyone is compelled to show up, but they don't have to testify. They can take the fifth.
So is the primary purpose to determine if there was fraud or whether there was enough of it to change the outcome?
So there's going to be a lot of questions about the illegal collection of absentee mail ballots. And Harris's lawyers are going to really focus on this idea of whether any ballots were discarded or destroyed, because their position is that Harris is ahead by 905 votes. And if you take away all of his absentee mail votes in Bladen and Robeson counties, he's still ahead. McCready's campaign says the fraud went past votes that went for Harris. They wrote in a filing that Dallas's operation, quote, tainted a far greater number of ballots than the apparent margin in the race. And they also said that Harris was, quote, aided and abetted by local election officials.
Is this going to expand beyond Bladen County then?
Probably. There were more than 3,000 unreturned absentee mail ballots from Robeson County, which is right next door to Bladen. That's also part of the investigation. But we really don't know much about what the state has found there. Was there anything nefarious going on? Or in Robeson, was this just a case where that a lot of absentee ballots were requested and people just didn't bother to turn them in?
The hearing is over on Tuesday or Wednesday. Then what happens after that?
So we're going to get a decision quickly. The new board chair is Bob Cordell of Charlotte. He's a Democrat. And he says he wants to have a decision on this as soon as the hearing is over. The new 5-member board can say Harris is the winner. It needs 3 votes to do that, or it can order a new election, but it needs 4 votes for that to happen. So presumably that's 3 Democrats and a Republican. So there is a real possibility of deadlock. Cordell told me he's been thinking about that and trying to figure out a way out of the stalemate if that happens. In a filing before the hearing, McCready's campaign said that this deadlock is a real possibility. And in that case, he wants the 9th District stalemate to be sent to the House of Representatives, which the Democrats control, and wants them to decide what to do. The House could order a new election, but I think that would be a pretty dramatic step.
That's WFAE Steve Harrison. He's going to be in Raleigh for the hearing next week. Steve, thanks.
Thanks, Lisa.
And if you want to read more about this from Steve Harrison, check out Inside Politics. It's his new political newsletter. You can subscribe to it at WFAE.org.